This is KCUR 89.3. What does affordable housing mean? How does a city create it? These are two of the thorny questions the new mayor of Kansas City will face as the city continues its recent focus on a long-term housing strategy. KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports on how the two candidates are trying to distinguish themselves from one another and looks at the challenges they face in doing so.
Not for sale!
Members of KC Tenants are protesting at the Midland office building at 13th in Baltimore. It's the site of an affordable housing project planned by the Cordish companies. The protesters are surrounding a rectangle outlined by a thin yellow tape between two buildings in the middle of the block. It's roughly 315 square feet. It looks small. Tara Raghavir, director of the Affordable Housing Activist Group, says it's drawn to represent the size of a micro unit. That's an apartment in the affordable housing project that Cordish will rent in the Midland for around $700. In exchange for creating the affordable units, the company got millions of dollars in tax abatements for its third luxury apartment building in its Power and Light district.
City Council and a couple generations of mayors are responsible for projects like this becoming the new normal of what we consider affordability.
The average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Kansas City is just over $900. That's a 3% increase over last year, according to the website Rent Cafe. These increases fall hardest on the poor. Between 2010 and 2018, the Zillow Rent Index indicates that rents in Kansas City increased 28%. While wages went up only about 10% over the same period of time. Mayoral candidate Quentin Lucas heads the city's housing committee. He's overseeing the new housing policy. In it is a plan to create 5,000 affordable units over the next 5 years. In 2018, he introduced an ordinance to define affordable as a little more than $1,100, or 30% of the median income in Kansas City. Developers wouldn't get incentives if they charged more than that for affordable units.
It was never our view that that is actually what affordable is. We have an ordinance now that we're working on that looks to move that number closer to $800 a month. I think that gets us to affordable, but there'll be a lot of people who tell me, and I hear from them, who say, that's not affordable for me.
His opponent, Jolie Justice, says Lucas has been ineffective as chair of the Housing Committee.
After 2 years of not really seeing anything come out of the Housing Committee, it was Councilman Wagner who stepped up and said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and introduce a resolution to kind of jumpstart the process.
Justice says Lucas was absent for the council vote that granted Cordish their most recent tax incentives for luxury apartments. She voted against them. But she says her approach to addressing inequities in housing is to create more opportunities.
And rather than starting from scratch, I really do believe that we need to build on the momentum we've already had, take that success that we've had so far, and keep it moving forward to really help our city.
For his part, Lucas says it's a matter of approach to governing. He points to Justice's role in the botched early negotiations for a new airport as an example of her priorities. Business over basic services. They both talk about the importance of revitalizing blighted neighborhoods, but Lucas claims his opponent would divert city funds from projects like infill housing and rehabbing vacant homes to support economic development projects in new parts of town.
And how do we look to general fund dollars to spend on housing, you know, instead of like a $2.5 million parking garage in the West Bottoms that my opponent supported that really just went to development that wasn't affordable.
Central to paying for Lucas's long-term plan is a $75 million housing trust fund. Justice says it's a great idea, but he hasn't proposed any sustainable suggestions on how to fund it. She suggests requiring developers pay into a fund if they don't include affordable units in their projects. Regardless of who wins the election later this month, former Kansas City Mayor Emanuel Cleaver, now the congressman from the city's 5th district, says even the best of the new policies won't make up for the dramatic cuts in state and federal funds, long a cornerstone of affordable housing.
I think political players are trying to carve out a space for themselves, and it's going to be difficult no matter who is elected mayor.
Justice and Lucas both identified affordable housing as among their top three priorities. Voters will need to decide which of the candidates has the best approach to addressing what many see as a crisis. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.